Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Kreisler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
Good evening, America, Europe, South America, Asia, Antarctica, and the other continents out there, Africa, Arctic place, land, the penguin zone. This is Cheater in the Rood on Progressive Radio Network. I'm Jeff Kreisler. So happy to be with everyone again.
And I'm Lee Papa, and I'm back from Louisiana. And my, Jeff, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've got like that sexy fucked throat voice.
I don't believe that the throat voice is a sexy fucked. I think it's a sexy I should be fucked voice.
Oh, maybe it's a sexy my throat just got fucked voice.
Sort of like the Democrats. Hey, all right, too soon. Joining us in studio today once again is
Drew Overton. Happy to be back.
Yes, yes.
Missed you for the last few weeks.
I know. I've been. I have traveled the South, and let me tell you, you came back from the South a couple of months ago.
May, yeah.
Yeah, and you were talking about the girth of people down there. Let me tell you, they are some fat, backward-ass fucks down
there. It's a different species.
I'm not saying that there aren't nice people in the South. There are tons of nice people in the South. I have had drinks with many of them.
Well, you're suggesting fat people aren't nice.
No. They're jolly.
They're
not nice.
Jolly.
They're actually self-loathing, jolly people who project jolliness in order to overcome their own self-loathing.
That's diabetes.
I think you're mistaken. I think a lot of them enjoy being large.
That's true, too.
You're putting your New York values on the Southerners.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, my family is down there. And
that's what she said.
Yes, yes.
The whole family?
Oh, yeah. Just about. Yeah, no. The whole family. The whole family is just fairly rotund.
And
did you eat with them?
We're going to talk over each other for the entire show. Why don't you go ahead?
I ate a great deal with them, you know. The thing I love about being down there is I am not a small man. But when I go down there, it's like I'm some kind of crazy, slim celebrity type.
It does wonders for your self-esteem, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. I'm down there with all these, you know, huffing round people who are undulating around near the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. And I'm thinking, I don't understand. You live in a place with, like, seafood and beans, and, you know, that's the shit that you get to eat. Instead, you choose to gorge yourself on this.
They probably eat the seafood and beans, too. It's just appetizing.
On top of the pizza.
And they fry it.
Right. We did talk about the Amish all-you-can-eat buffet, I think, on the show once with you guys. Where they had the dessert, and it was like a mystery dessert, and it was really just leftover pie, and everybody ate it.
Right.
It's a different shade. There is like a different species of people living out in parts of this country. And living here, too. Let's not say there aren't fatties in New York.
No, San Francisco. I feel like we're perhaps being prejudiced. And I'm not being prejudiced. I believe that everybody should have the same rights. However, the guy that sat next to me on the plane, who could not put his legs together because they were so big. And again, we looked at each other, because I'm not a small guy. We looked at each other and had this moment of, oh, shit, I got to sit next to you. But when I sat down, I was in the middle seat, and his left leg had to be over on my side because he physically could not put his legs together. And he said to me, yeah, I usually fly first class, but, you know, they were all sold out. And I'm like, then buy two fucking seats, man, because you need them.
Well, I think they tried that. Some of the airlines tried. I think Southwest tried to make you buy two seats.
Yeah.
If you weighed over a certain amount.
Yeah.
This is healthcare reform. Sure. Everybody gets so fat they die young.
Yes, yes. So surprise. Anyway, you know, I don't want to just be down on. It's always stunning to me when I go back south.
You mean the laissez-faire attitude that the market can decide whether or not we'll live or die bothers you when you see personified and fat people that have just always figured that some divine force would tell them when to stop eating chocolate?
And that the fact that they can eat as much cheap shit as they want makes them think that they are somehow middle class and not poor people. people who are forced to eat shit because they can't afford the healthy stuff.
Well, don't you think more importantly is that they haven't taken the advances that Bloomberg put forth and put the calories on the menu down there? Don't you think the whole thing would change if they saw that a Big Mac has 1,200
calories? Are you kidding? They would have competitions. They would sit there.
They have competitions. Yes. Have you seen the table size hamburger eating? Like, if you eat a hamburger the size of a small table under 3 hours, it's free.
Where's that?
It's all over the place. Yeah. They have it all over the place now.
Well, we have to find one of those.
Oh, definitely. Where's that? We're going right now.
It's where these radio waves do not carry.
So anyway, otherwise, delightful time back south. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back here with Jeff. And I'm thrilled that Drew is here. I'm just avoiding discussing the...
We are discussing it because it's about a bunch of people who think they can get whatever they want, that think they can lose weight by eating fat. It's like people that think that jobs and revenue will be created by cutting taxes. It's just a blind allegiance to a myth and a childish like dream that Santa Claus is going to deliver the presence of goodness that has led us into a corner where we're stubborn little babies. And that's what's happened in the thing that we have until the fucking the dead thing. The dead kick. I got to breathe in
okay?
the corner.
Yeah. No, this week I crossed a line.
Bum, bum.
I crossed a Rubicon. Bum, I crossed a bridge. Bum. I crossed over.
To what?
I finally said, I've had enough, and I can't sit there and pretend like Barack Obama's my loyal boyfriend anymore. And I've tried, man. I've tried. Just a few weeks ago on this show, I imagined having butt sex with Barack Obama.
Was I here for that show?
I don't think so.
Wait, did he actually imagine, or was that a metaphor for what else he was saying? Because I don't remember.
His face went blank. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, well, that always
it was like I went to a special place where Barack Obama was gently, thrusting behind me. And that was just a few short weeks ago, because there was hope.
Well, he was still fighting the good fight.
Are you sure that wasn't when you wanted to fuck Michelle Bachmann's husband, gay?
No.
Or straight.
Again, gay.
Put the gay back in. Anyway.
Fuck the gay back into him. Right. No. That was my last time here. No. And so I actually wrote this week because I have a blog,
Oh, really?
It's a blog called The Rude Pundit.
You must be worth making out with.
Yeah. And it's called The Rude Pundit, and you can read it at rudepundit.blogspot.com. I wrote a breakup letter to Barack Obama.
Dear John.
It was Dear Barack.
Let's hear it. What's breakup music? Will everyone at home pretend you're listening to breakup music softly?
Would you sing You Don't Bring Me Flowers?
You don't bring me.
Wow, you guys are amazing. Which one of you is Barbara?
That's my mom's name.
Really?
Thanks.
Do you sing that to your mom?
Moving on to your letter.
Ooh, that's the line.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. It's too bright in here. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Right, it's too late. Go on. Read your letter.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just read a couple of little pieces.
And now for Non-Accented Theater presents reading of the letter from the Rude Pundit. Ding dong.
Is that music?
Yes, it's music.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I feel like I'm on that fucking show that...
Just read the letter!
All right. Dear Barack, we've had some good times over the last few years.
If you know what I mean.
Hell, 2008 was one of the most hopeful times of my life. God, it was wild. I didn't think I could keep up with you.
If you know what I mean.
You were so...
Every line. Every time you breathe, I will say that. All right, I won't tell.
You were so intense, so passionate. But once we started living together, things changed. Sure, you brought me flowers. You told me how much you cared, and you moved me in ways that I never thought I'd be moved. You can still do that to this day. But isn't that the way it is with our lovers? There's always going to be parts of them that we miss. That just shows you meant something, and that you still do. But I need to do this for the sake of my sanity, my self-esteem. You started to take me for granted. Almost immediately, your eyes started to wander. When we'd go out, I'd always think, I'll bet he's looking over there at that table to the right. You told me not to worry about it. You said that I was still your heart and soul. You made promises you never kept, Barack. And it's not as if you ever apologized for breaking them. You'd said that we would climb mountains together, but you decided that you'd rather go hunting. In the future, we'll climb mountains. Don't worry, you told me. We can't afford it right now. But somehow you always found the money for other things. Even the promises you kept were somehow diminished. You said we would build a house. Instead, you got us a trailer. You told me to be happy with that trailer. You took the things I cared about, and you said you cared too. And then you either cast them aside or did the bare minimum to show you cared. So this is a separation. And I'm sure you'll be dating again quickly, but I need a break. I need to remember why I loved you. I need to miss you. I need to see if I miss you. Sure, sure, you'll say, I'm being a drama queen, that nothing has changed, that I don't live in the real world, that everything you've done has been for me, that I just don't understand what it's like to live with the pressure that you have. No, but I have to live with the results of what you do. And after you're done in 2013 or 2017, you'll still be a rich, moderate conservative, and I'll still be a middle-class liberal trying his best to clean up all the messes. I'm gonna pack up my stuff and head out now. I wish you well, truly, for everyone's sake. But I think if there's anything you can take away from this, it's simple. It's not me, it's you.
That was... there was a place inside of me that was touched that I'm not comfortable with.
I remember your last breakup before this one, and that's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are other fish in the sea. Most of them are poisoned with mercury, but there are other fish out there. Most of them will kill you and take us all with them, but there are other people.
Yeah, leaders. But I think I need to spend some time alone. I think okay. I need some time alone.
You're not even going to be
it's
in the
debt game. Ceiling thing. The debt ceiling thing pushed me over the edge. What did the left get out of the debt ceiling negotiations?
Fucked.
Regrettably, they think they did okay.
Yeah, isn't it a majority of Democrats?
Majority of Democrats
approve of it.
Think that they're okay
because he achieved the bare minimum. He did not. They did not.
We did not default.
He achieved compromise.
But that's not a compromise. Compromise would have been. He said flat out, you must raise revenue.
Which is why you still loved him 3 weeks ago.
That's right. That's right. Because he was taking a stand. He mm-hmm. said we need revenue. Yeah, and then he made the deal. And what happened today, Drew? What happened today?
Apparently, the stock market took a little tumble.
Kaboom, boom, jiggy, boom, 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 goes the boom, boom.
That's what the stock market...
Is that
don't have
really
the bell
is
anymore.
The sound of the
they
stock
don't have
market?
The bell anymore. You know what's going to happen now that the stock market... Suddenly, oh my God, there's problems in the economy. Remember, you know, when the stock market was doing well, it wasn't the economy was getting better. But once the stock market does poorly, suddenly things are really bad and people are going to start feeling it. And, you know... I think it's good because the people that actually are the Tea Parties, the people that back the Tea Party, they're the ones that invest. So now they're going to feel the effects that they weren't feeling being unemployed. Because the Tea Partiers weren't the unemployed poor. The Tea Parties were the upper middle class, grumpy old whiteys. And now, you know, they'll feel it because their investments will fall again, their future will disintegrate, and they'll see what's come home to roost. And it's good because the Tea Party themselves is the fucking Frankenstein monster. I mean, that is what I felt last week, that it was the Frankenstein monster coming home destroying. You could see the fear in Boehner's eye as like one of the creators or most recent scientists that put the electrodes to the head of the Frankenstein monster. As it came home, we created an uninformed, short-sighted, power-hungry force in this politics and this social structure that has now come to destroy us. Any reasonable political party that was willing to put the world, let alone the American power structure, at complete risk, and probably even ruined it, even though we didn't actually
default.
Yeah,
because we still might get downgraded.
Yeah, well, we've got to downgrade it. It's a matter of confidence now. Like, there's who's going to really have confidence that the next crazy moment, there isn't going to be a Democratic president who doesn't cave in and actually lets them go be crazy.
And did you see John McCain shaking his tiny fist on the Senate floor, you know, talking about the Tea Party hobbits and because they thought they could get a balanced budget amendment statement through Congress in like 24 hours, as if somehow Congress, which I guess they were used to the Bush administration, rubber stamp Congress, but as if somehow they were going to get a balanced budget amendment to get two-thirds of the senators to vote for it. You know, even Boehner today said that they were ransoming a hostage. They had a valuable hostage, and they put it up for put the debt ceiling hostage up for ransom.
The only thing that I take.
Did I say Boehner? I'm sorry, I meant McConnell.
I know you mean. People know who you mean. One old guy or another. The thing is, this whole super Congress thing, you know, that's never going to work. It's going to be split.
Describe what the super Congress thing is.
Super committee is a regular committee that eats a lot of spinach, and then will destroy. The super committee is this group of 12
destroy you with lycopene
Congress peoples, six from each party, tasked with resolving this budget crisis situation.
They have to come up with $1.5 trillion in budget cuts by November, and
otherwise we'll do this all again.
No.
I know there's some automatic bullshit, but we'll do this all again.
Oh, we'll do it every time. But the debt ceiling increase, they got the McConnell deal where Obama says, I am going to raise the debt ceiling another $1.5 trillion. He does that in a few months. And the Congress votes and says, oh no, we say you cannot raise the debt ceiling again. And then Obama vetoes that, and it's not, the veto is upheld, and the debt ceiling goes up. However, this committee, the super committee, has to come up with the $1.5 trillion of cuts, six Democrats, six Republicans. And they've got to, and if they don't, then there's these automatic triggers that go into effect that cut all kinds of shit, including defense, which is one of the little things that they got, that the left got. However, they can cut, like, the Justice Department and Homeland Security as a way of cutting defense. So you know that's what the fucking crazies are going to do, because the fucking crazies are running the place. The fucking crazies are now all out in the street, and they're shitting in their hands, and they're throwing it against the wall, and they're saying, look, I got a plan! I got a plan! Look at the shit on the wall! I got a plan!
So are you saying that John McCain was like John Franco in Rise of the Planets of the Apes, and by giving Sarah Palin that serum that made her slightly more intelligent, unleashed this whole entire Tea Party reign, and now rising up, throwing shit at themselves, the primates are out taking back, a little Freudian,
ooh,
our country. Is that what you're, having not even seen the movie, understood
the
basic concept?
That's the most impressive thing, is it's not even out yet.
Well, because it's obvious what's happening. There are intelligent... I got nothing. But
no,
I had it for a moment. Go with it. There are primates that believe in the most simple of things, such as I must have what I want. That was a terrible accent.
Wow. Well, when did the primates become Schwarzenegger?
that was Schwarzenegger to you?
Yeah, you know what? It was.
Well,
something.
Isn't Schwarzenegger sort of a primate? I mean, I must have.
Continue. Don't get off track.
And now, given a tiny taste of power, the tiniest lever, the tiniest knowledge, not a full lifetime and generations of cultural knowledge brought from the wealth of passed down from fathers to sons and mothers to daughters, but just the instant generational knowledge. I got to stop saying the word generation. They now have this power that they think they can wield and just smash things, and that's what they're doing. They're smashing things, and they're going to take over things and destroy the world that we have built by using illogic, bones, and that stuff from 2001, Space Odyssey.
However, with the automatic cuts, they have said we're sequestering off Social Security and Medicaid, from any kind of cuts. However,
that's what they've said.
But exactly,
they haven't done
thing.
That.
Yeah, well, they it hasn't happened.
No.
Now here's the extra fun part, is that the Republicans have said, we're going to put people on the super committee, and here's the thing: the super committee, whatever comes out of it, if a bill comes out of the super committee, it cannot be filibustered. It gets an up or down vote in each house. What?
Are we going to a break? We're just testing our break music. Go on while we describe this. Because
we're not taking a fucking break.
No, but
Greg.
We're
not taking a fucking break. We're on a roll. A
lot of anger tonight.
Tell us what happens at the super committee.
We love you, Greg.
Hey,
we love
he
you.
Gets, hey, he made the, he pulled that song during the letter thing.
He did. Wow, he did beautiful work.
We'll talk about Greg later.
It wasn't on the air. It was just in your ears.
Oh, it wasn't on the air? You know what, Greg? Greg, get on the air for a second. Get on the air.
Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Greg, our tech guy.
Greg is our new tech guy.
Our producer? Is that a better term? Do they producer?
Sure. You want to make me feel better about running a board.
You know what? Engineer. Go with engineer.
Okay.
I think that's technically
producer
correct.
Producer engineer.
This is Greg.
Senior producer engineer.
S-P-E. Yes, he's our SPE. You just played some music that was just in our ears.
Yeah, that was just in your ears.
Yeah. Is the debt crisis affecting you?
No. I work for PRN. They pay me well here. Right?
Yes, sure. They do. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You'll be here.
In other words, it's $16,000 a year.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's so nice to be so satisfied.
I'm sorry about
that. It is. But anyway, so...
Sorry about him.
So they sequestered this off. The Republicans have said, we're appointing people who will not raise taxes. There will be no new tax revenue. That's who we're appointing. They have said, here is what we're doing. We're already saying we're not raising any tax revenue. Nancy Pelosi then comes in and says, we're not like them. We're not going to draw any lines in the sand.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. We're going to get in.
Well, what bothers you so much about the no raising taxes?
Because you cannot, it's something that's been done throughout the history of governance. You cannot just take it off the table as an option. Okay, like this no new taxes crap is. People, I've been surrounded. I have had the fortune of going to some excellent institutions of higher learning, and I've been surrounded by.
Yes, you bring that up
very
often.
Well, but the point being, I've been around a lot of rich people, douchebags and not, and even the rich douchebags. If you will take another 2 or 3% of their money. Yes, it's a lot of money, but they will gladly take that over fires burning in the streets. And, like, people know that, like, to give is...
Do you think the fat fucks in this country are going to get their big fucking asses off the couch and walk away from the latest episode of The Kardashians or So You Want to Dance or whatever the fuck, you know...
We talked on the way up here, they're being active socially by tweeting to the fucking echo chamber. No, that's the most they'll do is now you can be...
Yeah,
you
think anybody's going to get out there and burn shit?
Does it bother you that 70% of the people think that you should raise the taxes and reinstitute the...
Does it bother me? Yeah, it bothers me that it's only 70%.
Yeah.
What if the other 30% are smoking fucking Sarah Palin's vagina?
Wow. smoked vagina. I think you had that on the way over here.
Yeah, it's an Alaskan thing.
Yes.
What? It is.
Yes. Everybody loves smoked caribou vagina. That's really a delicacy. Check out your Andrew Zimmern Bizarre Foods. You'll see him just chowing down on vagina. The tax thing. Isn't that what we're talking about? I was just down south, as I've said.
Right.
There's not a single person I met who did not say that they either said, and these are all conservatives, the taxes should go up on the rich, or there should have been a clean debt ceiling bill.
Look, I may have mentioned this before here, like, whenever
about
I perform...
About going to good schools?
No, I will cut your face with my dick. I have had the fortune, good and bad fortune, of performing all over the place and meeting people all over this country, and like American people are not idiots. They're smart if you sit and talk to them.
Aren't. American
I disagree.
People are
no, they aren't. They just don't.
Except
think
you, dear listeners, you are intelligent and not fat.
This
at
is
all.
The point. Like you're just saying, when you talk to people, they do not have the extreme ideas that are put forward as being their ideas. They think there should be 70% should be raised taxed on the rich. I mean, yeah, they have a lot of other crazy
closing
ideas.
Loopholes.
Yeah, and but yet it's distorted by the loudest, screamiest, Tea Partyist of the people. What always kills me is what they got is this is their mandate. No, the problem was we had a shitty economy that you spun into Barack Obama's fault, and that somehow you made getting health care coverage for everyone a communist plot. That was the mandate that you were elected on.
That's very good. I have a would you rather.
Do you? Good.
Hey, can we get a swoosh, Greg?
He's getting there.
Ah, good.
You know what? That was. We won't compare him to other. Anyway, that was Greg. You were great. That's great, Greg.
No, really. Greg outed his salary, so it's.
No, he was. That's what he gets every show.
Oh, he does? Wow.
And he works like 10 shows a day.
That's amazing.
Do the Would You Rather. We're closing in on time to go.
Yes. So, would you rather be. Would you rather be responsible for toweling down an angry Chris Christie after he takes off his shirt?
Just the shirt?
Not shirt and pants. Let's say you have to towel his balls too. Or would you rather negotiate with Republicans on the budget coming up in December?
Take an hour to towel down Christie. I'd go with that.
I would rather negotiate with the Republicans because I feel like their negotiation, what they believe is negotiation, is not what they I believe is negotiation. So I would play their game, and I would simply take a knife, and I would, get your main artery runs through your leg.
Right.
And so most people, when you approach with a knife, would kind of protect their upper body. I would cut them in the artery at the leg, and I would have them all bleed out, and I would drink them. And then I would punch them in the face as it collapsed from the lack of blood.
So you wouldn't be... You didn't really answer the question, did you?
No. That's how they negotiate. That's how I negotiate.
Wow.
You murdered.
Wow.
Well, I would ask them, would they like me to stop? And then I would laugh, whatever their answer is. They're Frankenstein, okay? They're a fucking monster created by lightning. They will destroy us and the village that I love dearly. Fire. In their face. On my dick.
Wow. Really, this is all about your education and your dick tonight. It's just all about fire on my dick. I'm going to dick you in the face. It's going to be dick down the throat. It's all about the dick.
It really has been, and apparently it's very sharp.
Yes, he does. He does.
Would you be cutting them with your dick?
Cutting.
Is that how you go after the femur?
Yeah, well, the thing is, the blade and the fire can't coexist. If there's anything we learned from simple video games these days, is that blade and fire cannot coexist. Do I have a would you rather? Why am I asking myself that out loud?
Wow.
Would you rather... Love?
You don't have a would you rather.
I do, okay. But I'm not ready for it.
Yeah,
you guys
ahead.
Aren't ready for it.
I'm totally ready for it.
Would you rather end this show now or in 30 seconds?
I would like to hear some music. Maybe some Black Keys, 10 a.m. automatic, since people always ask.
We got
ask.
That. We got the 10 a.m. automatic. Oh, boom! Look at that! Shazam! Kaboom! Kablooey!
That's because Greg earned every penny.
Ladies, gentlemen, dogs, cats, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, and douchebags. This has been Cheater in the Rude. I'm Jeff Chrysler. Hey, next Tuesday, 8 p.m. at the Pit in New York, Get Rich Cheating Live with the founder of the think tank Demos. Please check it out, getrichcheating.com. Come out, I need your support. If you use the code PRN, you can get a discount.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. You're charging me full price.
That's because I don't like you.
Who are you? This is Lee Papa, and you can listen to us every Thursday night on the Progressive Radio Network.
Thanks, Drew.
You're welcome.
And Scarlett.